Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply. USAA.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From raspberry lemon lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing cherry and Palavo pineapple mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
It's always the right time to dress to impress. This season, step out in style with Indochino. They make high-quality custom-fitted suits, shirts, and casual wear, all at a surprisingly affordable price. Each Indochino piece is made to your unique measurements and specifications. Suits start from just $4.29. Dress to impress this season with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $3.99 or more by using promo code IMPRESS at Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com, promo code IMPRESS.
It's time for another one of our weekend previews here on the Blue Room. Not technically the weekend, I suppose, because Everton are in action against Crystal Palace on Monday. But obviously very excited to see the Toffees get back to it at Goodison Park. Hopefully they can change their fortunes around. Crystal Palace, of course, are the visitors. Had a really interesting season so far. And I spoke to Dan from the wonderful HLTCO Twitter account and podcast all about what's been going on at Sellers Park this season, about the manager, about all the players who were out of contract in the summer, about Aberystwyth Eze, who has been an excellent signing for them. But of course, we had a chat about Wilfred Zaha as well and his future and what Dan makes of Everton and their form so far this season. If you want to hear this in full, please come over and join us on the Blue Room Extra. Multiple Everton shows every single weekday, including the Blue Room Breakfast podcast. Every morning, it includes trivia and updates and news on all your latest Everton stuff. So it's patreon.com/theblueroomextra if you want to join us there. Works out about £1 a week, no fixed contract. And the start of the month is the best time to join. You get access to the full month's content straight away. Here's part of that conversation I had with Dan over on the Blue Room Extra, starting off with a bit of a discussion about Wilfred Zaha and his future at Palace.
I think that it probably would if the right fee came along. I think that's always been a sticking point from our club's perspective, is being adequately compensated for losing him. Because, you know, you saw, if you watched the game against Tottenham, albeit he didn't score, he made an immediate difference to our attacking play. And that's been the case for so long now. In terms of his desire to move on and his openness to discuss that, it's something that confuses opposition fans quite a lot. Because obviously, he was at Manchester United, he came back, his career wasn't exactly in a great place when he did, and we've allowed him to flourish at Premier League level. But I think there's an acceptance from the majority of our fan base that if the right offer does come in, we should let him go to try and achieve these things in the final years of his career, you know, given what he's offered to the football club over 10 years or so. But at the same time, I can't envisage that Steve Parish, particularly in the summer when there's going to be so much upheaval anyway with the coaching staff and the players out of contract, that he's going to willingly let him leave for anything south of £50 to £55 million.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Yeah,
I'm not sure anyone's going to actually pay that. You know, I love Wilf, and if anyone follows me on Twitter, you'll know that I think he's probably the greatest player we've ever had. But in terms of his perception from outside football clubs, there's still this belief that he doesn't have that final ball, that killer instinct, that ability to, you know, put it on a plate for players in the right position in the final third when the pressure's really on. And I do feel as though, when you consider COVID and the financial landscape of football, I'm not sure anyone, particularly in the Premier League, is going to pay that money. So it all comes down really to the offer that gets put on the table. And if we get 50 million, we may well let him leave. But I'm just not sure that will actually be the case.
Yeah, going to be fascinating to see what happens there. Just quickly there, mate, before we wrap up. I think one of the reasons you're so popular on Twitter with Evertonians is I think you openly said, and I think we spoke about this last time, that you've got a bit of a soft spot for the Blues, although you're very positive about everybody. But what have you made of Everton this season under Carlo Ancelotti? Have you seen much of them recently? Have you followed the progress much since those early weeks of the season?
Yeah, I'll watch every game in the Prem if I can. Mm. I'm not an Everton fan, obviously, but it frustrates me on your behalf that you seem to get this run of form going and then shoot yourselves in the foot. It seems to be the definition of Everton Football Club. You know, you've got that victory at Anfield and the whole feel around the place is buzzing. And then all of a sudden, I can't remember the exact results afterwards, but I know that everyone was frustrated. So it's just, I feel like there's so much potential there, obviously, with a new stadium and you've got the manager. You're almost putting every single piece of the jigsaw puzzle in place and you're just still missing that final X factor to kick on. But then this final 10 games of the season, if you can get 6 or 7 wins, you never know. The main thing from an outsider's perspective looking at it is that Carlo Ancelotti is clearly happy there. And I feel as though he is changing the entire ethos of that football club day by day. And he's giving you more of a winning mentality than was necessarily there before. At least that's the way I view it. So if you can keep him and you can keep the majority of that squad there and happy, then hopefully over the next 2 or 3 years, you can start to really kick on.
When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money, but it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
Remember when one of your best players got injured, but not like on a play or anything? He got injured celebrating a play, and it's not like it was a game-winning play or in the playoffs, and he was out the rest of the season because he was injured while celebrating? Yeah.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory, but we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.